in keeping with our philosophy to talk about community grassroots efforts, a topic that I think we should investigate is whether one has to carry identification when you leave the house. Now, I know you have strong feelings about this.
Yes, I do, Heidi. Boy, I just don't like carrying ID, and I never have. It's almost like getting a permit for an event. I just don't believe in this whole idea of ID.
Well, something people may not know is that there's no federal law saying that you have to carry an ID. And about half the states have some kind of law that says you do. In New York, believe it or not, we don't. And in light of all the stop and frisks, I think that's something people should know, that when the police stop you, it is not unlawful to not have an ID on you. Now, why don't you carry ID?
I just think if I don't have ID, I'll just have a distance from me and the police, you know? Like, I don't wear a bicycle helmet either, and I think it makes me ride my bicycle safer, because I'm thinking, you know, and I know you should wear a helmet, but it
especially it, as the leader of a bicycle advocacy organization, some might say you're a role model to others.
Yeah, but it's like when you wear a helmet on a bicycle, you think you're, like, safe, right?
Right.
And when you have an ID, you're part of, like, an elite status of, like, a person that has ID. Because, you know, poor people sometimes don't even have ID. So it's like this club that I don't want to be in.
Right.
Like the safe club, the elite club. It's just
so you're living on the edge, Bill.
That's right. I want to feel what other people feel who don't have ID, who are illegal aliens, or just don't fit in to the... Because I want to feel what they feel. But also, you know, I witnessed something called jail solidarity. I was at the Seattle WTO demonstration.
In 1999.
Yeah, and it was amazing, all the things that happened there. But one thing that happened in at the WTO protest was before the protest, the organizers said, we're going to do something called jail solidarity, where no one's going to carry their ID. Leave it at home. You're a number now. And the lawyers had your number. And what happened is when the police arrested people during this amazing demonstration that worked, they surrounded the building, the conference didn't happen. When they arrested people, the jail system was overwhelmed, no one had ID, and they had to let the people go.
And the reason they had to let them go is it was so time-consuming to try to figure out who people were, and because everyone agreed and didn't carry ID, that was what made the jail solidarity so successful.
That's right, and now the new people, they see other people carrying ID, they think in their head, they do think the same thing. Oh, it's the law, I have to wear a helmet. It's not the law, you don't have to wear a helmet. And the law also says you don't have to carry ID. However, so many people are doing it, it becomes like a common thing, there's IDs.
Well, you almost feel as though without your ID, you're naked, you're exposed, you're vulnerable.
And you know, when I leave my house in the morning, I think about it the whole way down the stairs, and I'm riding my bike in the hallway, and I jet out.
Wait. You're riding your bike in the hallway. How does that work?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know that I don't have my ID.
Yeah.
And it makes me behave differently. I don't ever want to be in a situation where someone could stop me. I have my distance from me and the
police. So how do you actually ride that bike out the front door? How do you hold the door open if you're on your bike?
I'm on my bike. I'm going slow. I reach my arm out, hit the handle, and I'm riding on the sidewalk for a very little time. I hit the street, but I'm moving the whole time.
And you're naked without your ID card.
That's right. And I know that, like, when I stop for a red light, for instance, if I see a policeman stop for the red light, I don't stop with them. I keep my distance.
Right. So it's sort of a layer of protection.
Yeah. I keep my promise. I keep my distance. I'm not going to hang near the police.
I like that. Now, Bill, you know there's a device, and I bet because you're a popular kind of guy and you go to nightclubs a lot, you probably know that they have this ID scanner at nightclubs where you put your ID in, and actually it is...
I've seen that, Heidi. What is that?
It's called ID Club Scanner.
And it hangs around the people's neck. It's ridiculous.
Right.
It looks like you're getting on a ferry
or
something.
Little device, but actually what people may not know is the device then connects to a database through like the internet, which lists, it includes several countries, so that even if you're in Europe and you go to a nightclub, your US ID identification card is listed in the database.
I bet you they store that information. Do you think they do?
They store that information.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
It's nuts. And it's sort of like the universal ID card, which is another reason people should question whether they want to carry ID, because it means you can be tracked everywhere. They even put RFID chips in U.S.-issued passports now. They can scan it and find out where you are, what you're doing.
And, you know, all the NYU students, they charge like $200. They all have fake IDs. They're going to all these clubs. I don't know how these machines work with them, but it's so amazing, this ID thing, because rich people can then have false IDs.
Exactly.
And poor people don't seem to have any IDs.
And now they want to have people show ID when you vote, which was never the case. And what that means, of course, is that poor people or people, non-white people who may not have as much access to pay for a government-issued ID, which is what they're asking for.
Which is ridiculous.
They won't vote. And we know who wants this, the Republicans, of course.
And I heard you can't even use your student ID, which is some of the state schools won't even let you. But then they're saying now that you can use a gun. Yeah, a gun license.
Right.
A license to carry a gun, you can vote in this country.
And that they're
but you
saying
can't use your student
that's
ID.
That's more important than a student ID. What is that saying about our culture?
It's ridiculous. You know, when I go to vote, you sign something and they look at your signature.
Right.
And it's not that intimidating. But the idea of carrying your license, the idea of all these obstacles in your way. But what people should do, I mean, obviously we want people to vote and this is a huge problem. But another thing they could do is do, you know, what I used to do all the time. And once people do it, if you don't like something, don't buy it.
Exactly.
And it's a little bit harder. So when someone asks you for ID at a club, don't go. Yeah, and try to convince your friends into
right.
it. Go to the next club.
Right.
So eventually, the clubs will not ask because they really want your money. And if they want it, they gotta stop charging ID. And people need to get together on
this. And the other thing people can do is when you're going to go to a protest, don't carry ID and practice jail solidarity.
Well, that's a huge thing to ask people to do.
Well, Bill, I think these are important issues.
Let's start off with the nightclubs and just the drinking thing. Now, I know that's important to people to drink, but just go to another place. There's plenty of places. But then it'll happen slowly when people stop showing their ID, then, you know what I mean, more and more places will stop asking for it and it'll have an effect.
And the final thing I think is that when you're stopped by the police in New York City, you can look at them and say, New York does not require that I carry ID or show it to you.
Or you can just like show your library card and start reading a book and kind of look like you've never committed a crime to begin with because you're very studious.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Okay.